Time now for your letters. Ted Robbins' story last week on how rising gas prices are affecting drivers in Arizona included a man who drove a Humvee but filled it with biodiesel fuel, thereby considering his driving environmentally friendly and his costs cheaper per gallon than regular gasoline. That raised a few eyebrows. Jeff Hsu of Portland, Oregon writes, "Surely you know better than assuming the cost of fuel is equivalent to the cost of driving," he writes. "There is no chance that even with biodiesel, which hardly justifies a Hummer, that such a vehicle can be cheaper to operate dollars per mile than all but the most poorly tuned civilian vehicle. Furthermore, the driver certainly can't claim goodness for the earth simply by running biodiesel while at the same time taking his behemoth off-road, which not only isn't good for the land, but can be considered a frivolous waste even of biodiesel." Don Gagne's interview with biographer David Marinus about baseball great Roberto Clemente brought back memories for many of you. "I was a 12-year-old boy sleeping in a home on the outskirts of Managua when the two major quakes hit on the night of December 23, 1972, writes Steve Johnson of Grand Rapids, Michigan. "I remember everyone talking about Clemente in almost reverential tones. In the following decade, I encountered his name in many places, a baseball park in rural Nicaragua, a high school in Chicago, but not until I heard your story did I realize that he was the first Latino to make it big in the big leagues, and thus why he has been so venerated both in Latin America and in the North American Latino community." And Eric Radman of Mercer Island, Washington, remembers when his father took him to a Pittsburgh Pirates game. Afterwards, he waited by the team bus to get some autographs. "As the Pirates filed out of Forbes Field, I asked each approaching player to sign my glove," he writes. "I was either ignored or told, 'Sorry, kid, gotta catch the bus.' Only one player stopped and took the time to sign my glove. I didn't recognize him, but my father, in his excitement, told me it was Roberto Clemente. Just a small 20-second gesture on Roberto's part left a huge impression with me and immortalized him in my mind as a selfless person who gave his time and life to help others." Finally, Scott Horsley's piece on lawn mowing brought smiles to many of you. Larry Milner of Colorado wrote, 10 years ago, "I moved from a home with 2 acres of lawn to one in the development in the foothills of Denver that prohibited non-native grasses. On that day, I threw my lawn mower into a dumpster and declared, 'Free at last. God bless buffalo grass.'" If you want to write to us, just go to our webpage, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.